Country 102.5. I could sit here and tell you some stuff that I've read about Brett Eldridge, and that would be all it is. But this guy can actually tell you about Brett Eldridge. Mm. You were on tour with him, right?
I was. Great tour.
Cale Dodds is here filling in for Ayla today. So give us your deal. What's where'd you start? How is where you at right now?
Yeah, man, I came from Columbus, Georgia, moved to Nashville.
Where's Columbus?
Columbus is right below Atlanta, like right on the Chattahoochee River.
All right.
And
wow.
I believe, was it How you that country? Said earlier that you never swam in a river, just a lake?
No, that was Kyle.
That was Kyle. Okay.
I go down to Jekyll Island every year.
Come on.
My parents are in South Carolina, so I actually finally got my first four-wheeling experience.
Really?
My mind was blown when I was in a puddle of mud and there was fish in the puddle. I'm like,
wow.
Why are there fish
You're
in the puddle?
You're so Boston right now. That's amazing.
I am so Boston.
I love that.
Whatever. Okay, so back to you.
Okay.
Not about me.
Okay, yeah, I moved to Nashville about 8 years ago. And when I moved up there and had nothing, knew nobody, I was living in a garage. And it was just a fantastic time because I was learning the craft of co-writing. I'd always written songs by myself. And I started writing, started doing my thing, finding my own voice and my sound, and getting creative, and got a publishing deal, and was touring a ton at the time, and toured with Brett for a while, toured with Sam Hunt for a while, toured with Billy Currington for a while, landed my record deal, and a few videos, and a handful of mistakes later, here I am coming out with a new single.
And how are you feeling with that? Like, the process of getting here, like, you definitely have, you started where nobody knew you, and now you're to the point where you're about to blow up. The next song is definitely...
No, thanks, man.
Yeah, I truly believe that. Like, I'm not just saying it, but like, your videos even show that you're a star. You're ready to go.
Dude, I appreciate it. I'm excited. This song I'm really excited about. I wrote it with Nicole Galleon and Busby, two fantastic songwriters and producers. And man, it's just, it feels different. It feels like something that I've been waiting to put out and trying to write for a while. And, you know, it's just one of those things for me that as an artist, I couldn't be more excited about coming back to radio with a new song, releasing this video. I got a new video we just got done shooting that it's hilarious, and I can't wait to
It's a funny one again. Okay, yeah, Cale is really good with, like, Cale Dodds. If you check him out on YouTube right now, or somewhere else if it's better for you to get, like, more hits somewhere.
No, that's great.
But on YouTube, like, his videos are really, really very creative, and I feel like that's something. Do you have a lot of input on those videos? Is that, like, your input that makes those happen?
Yeah, I'm fortunate enough to have a team around me that allows and embraces that side of creativity. I love songwriting, and I love the creative side of it, but, you know, on the other side, there's also so many other areas and outlets do that, such as the music video. And yeah. I grew up, you know, watching, you know, all kinds of music videos, but the ones that stuck out to me were the ones that were funny, you know,
like what? Which ones can you think of?
Like Foo Fighters and you know, when
Blink 182
and Lit, you know, like those were just, they were funny. Like, they took themselves seriously musically, but they brought another element to it.
Is there anybody in country music that you think does that pretty well?
It's a space I'm definitely trying to fill, you know.
One in my head. I think Brothers Osborne and Dirk
Bentley.
Oh, that was
a fantastic video. Yes.
They're funny. Like, they
I
do
love
some,
those dudes.
And I can see you doing the same kind of thing.
Yeah, they're definitely embracing that space as well. And yeah, I left them out. They're great. And that's definitely the lane that I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah.
And just doing something different. I feel like, you know, it'd be easy to do the standard thing with it, you know, but it's just another area and a creative outlet that allows, you know, some personality to shine through.
Do you feel like you have to do some of those other videos? Because I saw, there's one in my head. I watched, I knew you were coming in, so I binge watched all your stuff.
I love it.
There was one that stuck out that was like, okay, he's doing like the cliche video right here.
And which one was it?
Which one would you think it was?
Probably the Take You Back one.
Right? Yeah, that's exactly it. Where you were playing like the emotional man.
Yeah, yeah. Well, oddly enough, that's the one, the first one that I had the least amount of input on.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it was great. We're happy with it.
I don't want to give you any advice, but I would say stick to just being you.
I appreciate that. I don't know who I am.
Well, Cale Dodds is here. We're going to play his brand new song coming up, and he's here for the whole show, baby.
Put on my